I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're the Fuller Sisters.
We are back. It was 4th of July last week, so we took the week off for the holiday, but here we are.
And just like we said last week, well, not last week, our last podcast about 2 weeks ago, we are back with advice part two because we didn't even make a dent in the submissions. Like, there were so many. So we didn't want to leave everyone else hanging. So we're going to do another part two to the advice episode. But I do think this is something that we should do a little bit more recurring, like either monthly or bi-monthly, and just have the submission link going over and over and over again. So that way, if something comes up, you can submit it. We can give you the advice that we are not professionals at giving.
We have a highlight on our Instagram. Go check it out. It's going to be there forever. The little advice button where you can anonymously leave advice whenever you need it. And like Gabby said, we'll check it pretty frequently so that we can do more of these episodes. So get excited for that. And before we, you know, get into our unprofessional advice, how was your holiday? Give us a rundown of what's been going on with you.
Well, the holiday was pretty good. We spent 4th of July on the boat. The weather was beautiful, almost like too beautiful. I was kind of wishing there was going to be clouds here and there, and I genuinely think it was like straight sun the entire time. But we took the boat out to Lake Boca, and it was absolutely packed, obviously. Like, everyone down here for like any holiday, everyone's out on the boat. But we're like randomly out in Lake Boca. Everyone is there, the entire population. All of a sudden, Justin just starts, like, as he is social and talking to everyone, just starts talking to, like, the boat next to us. And the guy goes, yeah, is that Gabby? Like, I know who that is. And I was like, there's no way. He was, like, a dance instructor, right? Is that what he was? A dance instructor of, like, a studio. And he was like, yeah, like, I obviously, like, my girls know you, so I know you. Like, he knew of Top Gun. But it was, like, the craziest coincidence. I'm, like, on a boat in the middle of West Palm, like, thinking nothing of it. And this guy's like, yeah, I know who you are.
That's bizarre. Speaking of Lake Boca, I'm watching Real Housewives in New Jersey, and they are in Boca at Lake Boca.
Really?
Wild.
What a coinkydink.
Well, this is in 2016 or 2017 that they were there, but yes, in the season I'm on.
It is. It's the place to be. So that was the holiday. But other than that, house hunting has officially started. We've gone three separate days, I think we've seen like a total of 5 houses, which is obviously not that many. No, there has to be more than 5. There's no way.
No, I don't think so.
5, really? God, I'm already exhausted from it. 5 houses, and it's not necessarily going bad, but nothing seems like the whole package. Like, I get it. It's only been 5 houses, but like I'm hoping, and everyone says like when you step into one and you feel like it's the one, like you're going to know. But like maybe that's just why, because these ones, I guess, have not been it, because I've not had that feeling at all. Like, and it's also so hard for me to think, because realistically, the only thing you need to love is the location and the structure and like the potential, because like you can obviously change a lot of it inside. But so the house that I'm sticking to so far, I loved, it was house number 2. It was the one that had like the kitchen island, just like the whole kitchen living room was open, and it had like the big windows in the back. Location, however, wasn't the best, but I think why I loved that one is because it was completely empty, so it was the easiest one to like envision. Like today, mm-hmm. We went to 2 and people were living in them, so it's so hard to picture like the bones of the house when everything is completely decorated already and completely like,
you got to bring Sean for that. He's way better at that.
Yeah, like, I know. Well, I already decided no matter what, Sean's coming to our inspection. I definitely am going to need him for that, but
yeah, he's really good at like visualizing that stuff. I can't at all. Like even now I look at our house and I'm like, I fully dissociate, and it seems like a different house than the one that we almost purchased. Like, because we've done so much to it. Like, I just can't.
I mean, it's completely different from when I first walked into it. And that's what I'm trying to, like, think in my head. Like, all I really need to love. But then it's also, like, somehow, like, the market, like, some of the ones that need the most work are priced higher than, like, the nicer ones. So, like, it really doesn't makes sense because I'm not going to buy a house that's already higher and then I need to put a ton of money into it to fix it up or just like redo it in certain aspects. So hoping that one of these one day will just click. But it's so far, it's like everyone has something. It'll be like a really nice interior, like nothing needs redone, but the location isn't nice or like the backyard's not nice. And then today we went to one that the backyard was beautiful and ginormous. Location wasn't great and the inside of the house wasn't great at all. Like, so far it seems like there's no winning except the two that I've absolutely loved that have sold before I could even see them.
Yeah, so I would say priorities is location because you can't change that.
Right.
And the overall, like, I don't want to say cleanliness as much as just like the way people take care of their house so that you know the bones are good. Because as much as I absolutely love our house, there were things that like, and you can't know all these things until you move in, but like there were things where we were like, yeah, they really didn't take care of that. Like, why didn't we notice that? But again, like it's like minor door. It's like minor stuff. Yeah, like, well, that I swear happened between.
Yeah, I feel like we would have noticed it because I only noticed it, I feel like, the last few times.
If you don't know, our garage door just has a giant dent in it and it was not there when we first looked at the house. But yeah, I don't know. Just how people take care of it shows you a lot about like how it will last. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But location's huge. And honestly, we got really lucky with our house because we didn't even know that there was this much around.
But then the other thing is we're looking at like an area that we don't necessarily live right by. So like everything is a drive. Like today I'm exhausted because we had, well, I guess I'll just get into this part now, but we are doing LJ choreo right now in the gym. So I've been in the gym. Well, it started Thursday. Thursday I was in the gym from 10:30 till 7:30, which was extremely long. And then every other day after that, I've been at the gym 10:30 to 3:30. But it has been like unbearably hot in the gym, like not okay in any way, shape, or form. Like if there was like a legal limit of what you could do physical activity in, like we're definitely surpass that. It is just so incredibly hot. It is unbearable. And luckily, like we're just doing choreo, so we're kind of just doing like formations and counts and transitions and not necessarily skills, but like I feel bad for the girls just having to sit in the heat and like you can just tell that they check out so fast, but also we do too. Like, it's so hot. So, like, that is already draining. And then I got home today. I immediately ate, showered, got changed, immediately drove 45 minutes to go look at two houses and then drove back. And I feel like I'm not a human right now. I am definitely exhausted. So that's the only thing. Like, I feel like house hunting wouldn't be bad if I could just drive, like, 10 minutes here and there and go see this. Like, anytime a house popped up, like, I wish it was easier to go see it. But it has to be kind of like a whole day to kind of go see. So that's what's been happening. I feel like I've been MIA from the world for like the last 4 days just because I've been so busy in the gym and everything. But we have this upcoming week and then we go on our 2 week break, so I'll have a little bit of time. I get to go home finally. I feel like I haven't been home since last summer, right? Like, because we didn't go home for Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was the last time. I think
that must have been it. But yeah, so I'm excited to see the fam, go home, a little eerie summer on the boat for a week, and then we're going to go to New York to visit Justin's family. And yeah, it'll be nice to have some time off and just time with family. I mean, we're still working. We have a couple clinics while we're home, but it'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have your August schedule?
I do. I haven't made mine, like, personal one, but like I have my cheer dates.
Remind me after the call. I got to ask you about a couple dates.
Speaking of August, we did finally book Cancun, so I finally have a fun trip on the calendar, which I'm excited for. And then I think we decided that over the two-week break, we're going to try to plan out our European summer next year. See if we can get the ball rolling on that, because I really want to make that happen. But the only other thing this week is Love Island UK. I had to do the VPN thing. I'm watching it live, which I absolutely love because my TikTok is so like spot on and I feel so like with it, and everyone else that's posting about it has an accent and I'm like, this is so fun. I'm American, but I'm with the like all the UK people watching Love Island. This season is so juicy and very, very different than normal seasons. Like normal seasons, I feel like they have so many set couples like so early on. This one has been so all over the place, but
really
it's been entertaining. Yeah. Been entertaining, been loving it. But we were just talking about like Justin leaves on Monday for a week. And we've been, like watching it literally as it comes out every single day. And we're going to be so far behind. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of shows coming out, though. I'm excited for The Summer I Turn Pretty, which is, that times up perfectly. Because that'll comes out before Justin flies into, like, Erie. So I can watch that whole season. Because it's not very long, right? It was only a few episodes last time.
Yeah, I think so. Love Island US starts in 10 days.
I know. So that's where I'm kind of stuck with that. But
that's why I've
maybe waited. I'll just wait and then I'll binge Love Island US, like, instead of watching it one at a time every day. I'll probably do that, honestly.
When does The Summer I Turned Pretty come out?
Your birthday, I believe.
Oh, lovely. I kind of don't remember the first season, so maybe I'll have to rewatch that, but
I was thinking that too.
All right. Well, is that all you've got for us as far as updates?
I really think so. It's been a busy week with all of that stuff. I feel like I haven't had time really to do.
Okay, well, much before else. I get into my life updates, let's discuss Threads. What are your thoughts? Here's my thing. I loved Twitter when I was in my Twitter era. However, it has been many years since I have tweeted.
Yeah, okay, like, so that's what I was going to say.
Years and years and years. So when I open this app, I have no freaking clue what to say.
I scroll through Twitter, but I haven't tweeted in also years. And Threads, to me, I don't see myself using it. Like,
see, because I don't use Twitter, I can see myself using it. And I like that it automatically synced with my Instagram. But I have nothing to say.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. But also, like, my Threads feed is not chronological, and that also bothers me.
Oh, it was at one point. But I also don't like that the Threads feed is random people sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like people you don't even follow. So I don't know. They need to figure that out. But anyways, I just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about it. I haven't used it much. We'll see. I have no clue. I feel like I can't give an opinion right now. Haven't really used it too much.
I had a random thought today, and let me know if this is like one of the dumbest ideas I've ever had and if I'm going to regret it or if I should actually do it. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might regret it. But I thought about doing Vlogist, where I like vlog every day in August, like almost a vlog miss.
You just hated on Zoella doing Vlogist because you really wanted her to do Vlogmas.
Yes, I would do both. I'm saying,
I know, but
it would be like a half a year, like midway through the year. I hated on it because I love her Vlogmas and because she's having a baby, which is like rude. In December, she's not doing Vlogmas. I don't know. Just a thought that I mean, have. But anyways.
Sure, if you really want to. What do you have in August?
Literally, like, not much. But it might be fun. I don't know. I might regret it. We'll see. Anyways, so it was a weird work week this week with 4th of July being on a Tuesday. Because I had work on Monday. But then we were off Tuesday. And so it kind of threw the whole week off.
Yeah, but I didn't know what day it was all week.
Yeah, it was really weird. I spent the 4th of July in my pool, literally floating around all day. And then I went to visit Sean at work. He signed up for overtime to work the holiday to make some money. And because we weren't doing anything anyways. And it was really nice. It was my first time having dinner at the station. But that was nice. And then I went with one of the other fire department fiancés who's... he was working with Sean, so it was really, really nice. My friend Julia and I went. And then I feel like I blinked and then the week was over at that point. So I don't know what happened the rest of the week, to be completely honest with you, but still watching Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm on season 8 right now. I am cruising through, trying to get back on track with cooking at home more, working out regularly, saving money. I feel like for a long time I was just like, ever since I feel like the Miami rotation, I got really thrown off my normal routine, and I was spending money, I was eating crappy, I wasn't working out. So we're trying to get back on that. We finished the Jurassic World movies and they were so good. Have you guys seen all three of those?
Not, I don't think
so. Oh my gosh, you need to. They were so good. So good. And now we're watching the Taken movies. So we watched Taken 1 and 2. I don't really know how they're going to make third, but I know they do. So we'll watch that at some point. And Jack Ryan came back, so that's what Sean and I are watching together. I also finally started the new You. It's not that new anymore, but Sean was like, I'm over it. This is going to be the same. And I know it's not the same this season, but so I started that. I don't know. I have to get into it fully, I think. But also cleaned out my closet and drawers, and it felt so good. I got rid of a giant garbage bag of clothes. Well, it's just sitting in a spare bedroom closet right now, but I'm going to be donating, putting stuff on Poshmark, all the things. And today it rained all day, so I barely moved from the couch. I got a lot of computer work done, and I made homemade pasta tonight, and I absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't done that in a while.
I haven't, and it was great.
What kind?
Oh, no, I'm about to sneeze. Excuse me. Technically, like a fettuccine.
With what sauce? Vodka?
No, we had, like, a jar of red sauce already open, and then I just, like, added fresh garlic, sauteed it with a little bit of onion, added some seasonings. The sauce was eh, but the pasta was delish. So, and that's my night, and here we are. It's 9:21. Sean's at work, so after we finish podcasting, I'm probably just gonna watch TV in bed and go to sleep.
Same. We watched, when we got back from house hunting, we watched the newest episode of Kardashians, and I literally took a nap mid episode because I physically couldn't keep my eyes open anymore.
So are they, like, fighting right now about Kourtney's wedding? Is that what's happening, like, in the recent episodes?
Yeah, it was, like, the last episode was kind of about that, and then this one, Kim and Kourtney finally sat down and talked about it. But then this episode was also Kris Jenner's birthday party, and they all dressed as, like, a different Kris Jenner. And Justin funny. Says we should do it for Shelly.
When Kim talks about, because I only saw a little clip online about, like, their argument. When Kim talks about her wedding being copied by Kourtney, is she referring to her and Kanye?
Okay, well, so here's the thing. So the whole backstory to this is, so Kourtney's wedding, Dolce, like, styled her. Dolce reached out to Kim. It was supposed to be like a Skims collab, but then Dolce reached out to Kim to be the creative director of a fashion show. Kim tried the entire time, like, she kept saying the whole time, like, she wanted nothing to resemble Kourtney's wedding. Like, she didn't want to step on her toes at all. Like, she wanted it to be so different. But, like, Kourtney still just kept trying to make it, like, I don't know, it was weird. And Kourtney just kept bringing up, like, oh, you're just doing this for the money, you're just doing for this for the money. But, like, a lot of the past seasons, Kim has been about, like, trying to be on her own, like, fashion-wise, because it was always, like, Kanye dressing her, and Kanye, like, she always, like, stood in Kanye's shadow when it came to, like, fashion and all of this. And she's been, like, it's been, like, a storyline for multiple seasons. But I didn't get the vibe that it was, like, really, like, going against Kourtney's wedding at all. Like, I didn't think it would be this big of a deal.
I thought the conflict was because she did this while she was in Italy for Kourtney's wedding, and it was, like, taking away from that.
No, no. Like, maybe Dolce talked to Kim at the wedding, but it has nothing to do. It was after. Like, everything was after the
I'm
wedding.
I'm so
That's
confused.
What I don't really know why it was that big of a deal.
I thought Kim in that clip was talking about how her wedding was copied by
Kourtney. Well, okay, yeah. So that was the clip that was, like, taken out. Because she's like, you don't see me bringing this stuff up. Like, I got married in Italy before, like... Now with you're getting married. The same. I don't know.
I didn't know she did. Yeah, it's the whole Andrea Bocelli thing.
Yeah.
And people are like, the real villain is Andrea Bocelli. I don't know. I got to watch it. I haven't watched that since it's been on Hulu.
I love it.
I just thought it was interesting.
I feel like it's not as juicy anymore, but, like, I love looking at their lives. I do.
All right. Interesting. Well, I think that's all I have as far as updates. What is your favorite this week?
It is the Crazy 8 iMessage games.
What?
We, like, it's like Uno, but, like, on the iMessage games. We've been playing so much, like, the whole weekend in Delray. Anytime we had downtime, we were just hanging out. We'd play it. We went to Cheesecake. They were like, oh, 20-minute wait. Boom. We're all outside playing Uno against each other, like, on the iMessage games.
You can play it as a group?
Yeah. Like, you make a group message. And then you put the iMessage game in, and you all play against each other.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Fun.
We had a blast. We played probably, like, 30 games over the weekend of it.
Oh, so fun. How many people can play?
I mean, we at one point had 5. I think you could do even more. I think it's, like, 3 to 8. I think you could do a lot of people.
What was that one game? I just came across a random screenshot. You remember that game? We used to all play at one point, and, like, we made our faces on the game, like, really funny things, and you would have to, like, draw something. Do you remember? It was, like, an iPhone game, but, like, we played it as a big group.
You got to give me more context.
I don't know. You would draw something, but we made our names really funny and like, was it called like, was it Draw It Out?
I mean, no. Draw Something is a game.
But was that what we were playing on the iPhone app?
Like, it gives you a word and you have to draw it and then someone else has to guess it?
Maybe. I don't remember. That's not looking familiar to me. I don't know. Never mind. Maybe it was that. But we played it as a group. I just remember we used to laugh so hard we were crying. No.
Okay, so that has nothing to do with drawing. The game I think you're referring to is Psych.
Yes, maybe that's it. Maybe it did have nothing to do with drawing.
It had nothing to do with drawing. Psych was the funny one that we used to die laughing at. Because you write in your own responses. You write in your own responses or something like that. Yeah, I don't fully remember, but it was, yes, it was Psych. I think that you're referring to.
It was so fun. I think it was in COVID that we played it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. Okay, well, we may have to resurrect that game again.
Okay. Sounds good. What's your favorite?
My favorite is cookie skillets with ice cream. Sean and I have been making these like every night. Well, basically, so we were just doing like air fryer cookies. And then we were like, we got this like little 6-inch skillet, like cast iron skillet from Publix. And last night we just bought a big tub of cookie dough instead of like the pre-made circles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just like preheat the oven and cook it, like basically, yeah, like a small cookie cake kind of, but it's warm. We basically got tired of paying for insomnia cookies, so we make them at home now. So we just make them at home now, but it's so good, so good. But we went yesterday to replenish our stock, and they had the cookie dough, but they were out of the ice cream we've been getting, and the combination is just unmatched. It's like the Oreo Toll House cookie dough with Bluebell cookie two-step ice cream, which is like Oreo and cookie dough. So good. And they didn't have it, so we ended up getting cookies and cream ice cream, I think, with just regular chocolate chip cookie dough. I mean, it was still good, and I'm probably still gonna have a little bit tonight, so that's my favorite. Delish.
I might just have a square of cookie dough tonight for dessert. We just had the hibachi food truck for dinner. So good.
Such a smart concept. The one at your apartment complex?
No, but it's like 10 minutes. No, not even. It's like 5 minutes down the road. It literally came in like 20 minutes. So good.
Interesting. All right. Well, why don't we stop talking about ourselves and get into the advice?
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Shall we?
I'll start. Okay. I'm moving out into a new city for the first time. How do you make your place your own so you don't feel homesick? I have a list of things, but you can go ahead and start us off.
Well, the first thing that comes out of my head, but it's kind of like choogy now, but like I love my film fridge, and that's just pictures. Like obviously, like my college dorm, I had a huge like picture wall.
Same.
I feel like that's one of the biggest things. It's not as like obviously trendy anymore. It's not like cute, but you can find a way to make it cute. I feel like I love the look of the film pictures on my fridge, which is odd because I always hated like when things were clustered like that. But I just think it's so fun. And like we always just every time we look at a picture, like it just makes you talk about a story and like just brings you back. So I feel like something like that where it would make you not necessarily make you miss home, but make you like reminisce on it. And I feel like it would do the opposite of making you homesick, but just kind of like feeling like loved and feel like it's still homey.
So I'm going to answer this kind of in two parts. One is how to make your new city and home your own. And two is how to avoid being homesick. Let me do the homesick first because that's quicker. I would say set times to FaceTime and call your friends and family back home. That's number one. Like make it like a recurring weekly thing. That I would say is number one. So for the making your place your own and your new city your own, Number one, I would say, is find your quote-unquote, like, places. Find your favorite coffee shop. Find your favorite dinner places. Find a workout place. Once you start finding places that become almost, like, routine and, like, you find your favorite places to be, the place you move to is going to feel more like home because you found your places. Through those places, you can meet people and make friends, things like that. And then for your actual space, I would say things that make me feel at home and cozy, candles, number one. They even have the homesick candles, so you can get certain scents that remind you of home. There's, like, for me, just the nostalgia, the second I light, like, the leaves candle or the fresh balsam candle. I know those are seasonal, but, you know, if you celebrate Christmas, get a Christmas tree. Little things like that that I feel like make a place feel like home instantly. I don't know about
you. Speaking of Christmas tree, just because that sparked another thing that I forgot to talk about earlier. That was honestly one of the biggest things that turned the house today into a no. Because we were down in the living room, and the living room was so small, and I looked at Justin, and I was like, where are we fitting a Christmas tree in here? Like, it's just, there's no good area. And therefore, I can't live in this house. But, yeah, I agree with all that. Okay, but also, great. I feel like, just, like, also have fun decorating your place. Like, now that you, like, moved away for the first time, like, go outside of your comfort zone. Get, like, you can now choose all the decorations. You can make it your own in that way. Like, have fun with it. And just find, like, little things that you like as you go. Like, you'll find your aesthetic. You'll find just, like, your vibe for it. And really just, like, make it feel like a home.
Yeah. Agreed.
Next one. Please help, in all capital letters. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year, and we both graduated college within the past year. He graduated in December and started working in January, about 2.5 hours from my college, and I just graduated in May. I'm interviewing for jobs in the area he lives in, but my problem is that he wants me to move in. I love him and can 100% see a future there, but I'm anxious about moving in because it feels like a big step. We used to stay over each other's places almost every night, and I know that when I move in, we'll do that too. Should I just move in? Is it normal to be so nervous? I don't know. I need help.
I think it's 100% normal to be nervous before you move in with someone. I think you just have to follow your gut. Do you want this place that you're moving to be somewhere you explore almost like with your own place first and get settled? And you know, because there's going to be a lot of changes. You're moving, you're starting a new job. Do you want to experience that in your own place first? / does it make sense financially? And can you do that on your own place first? Or do you want to move in together? It can be, you learn a lot about somebody when you move in with them. I think it's a great step to make. You just have to figure out if you want to make that step now or you want to wait maybe a year, get a lease somewhere, and then move in. I think you just have to follow your gut and go from there. Also, you need to make sure that because he already lives there, is it going to feel like you're just staying at his place when you move there versus getting a place of your own together?
Where, like, it feels like your own. I agree.
Just a thought.
And also, like, if you say that you're still gonna, like, be staying over each other's places almost every single night, it wouldn't be bad to, like, have your own place, and obviously you still get to be each other with each other all the time. But if it's at the point where you're literally spending every single night with each other and, like, you're gonna be over his place every single night anyway, it's just, like,
are you wasting
navigating
money?
Right. It's, yeah, like, navigating that decision and, like, the pros, like, literally make a pros and cons list of it all. And, I mean, if it's something that you see in the future anyway, like, you're probably going to be nervous until it happens. If it's the first time you're, like, moving in with a significant other, it's going to be a change. It's going to be something different. But, yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into it other than just, like, oh, we're ready to move in together. Like, obviously, financials and just, like, are you going to live with other roommates? Do you have other roommates? Are you living fully by yourself? Like, look, there's literally, like, so much that goes into it other than the fact of literally just, like, you and your boyfriend living together. So,
and don't do it before you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like if you are kind of hesitant about it right now, it's not like a negative thing or a bad sign at all. And I don't think it's bad to still want some space of your own, especially in a new city. You don't want to have to just, like, fully jump into, like, not being able to find your own life in this new city. So, like, I think living on your own could be a good, or not even necessarily on your own, but just not living with him yet could be a good way of still, like, establishing your own life in this new era that you're in too, before just fully, like, combining everything.
And there's no right timeline. Everybody's on their own timeline. Like, Sean and I moved in after dating for 6 months. I know other people who have been with their significant other for years and they still don't live together. So it's just, you just got to feel what's right for you. All right, next one. I've been out of a relationship for 7 months and am ready to start dating again. How do I go about that? P.S. Love your podcast. It's so funny and an awesome start to my mornings. Thank you. Love you. If you're ready to start dating again, I would say
Like, I know people don't like it, but download Hinge. Download a dating app. Even if you don't want to go on any dates, I feel like it's a good way to not have to, like, be in public trying to meet people and just, like,
dip your toe
See what the options are. See who's available. Like,
just I don't think there's anything wrong with dating apps personally in this day and age.
No, I agree. Like, I just know that. I know that some people don't want to go that route. I get that. But I also think it's, like, such an easy, good first step to just start. If, like, it's been something, obviously, like, you've been out of a relationship and, like, you want to just get started doing it again, I think it's, like, the perfect way.
I say yes, dating apps. And I also say if you have any single friends, like, go out for drinks with them and, like, just start to, like, sort of feel out what that's like. Because I feel like, I don't know, that can be just, like, a good way to start your socializing and things like that. I mean, this is coming from somebody who's, like, very not a social person sometimes. Right. So coming out of a relationship, though, I can understand how that could be difficult. So
I would say... It is say, something, though, that you are just going to, like, have to force yourself to start. Like, you're probably going to want to keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Get the first date on and over with. At least get a free meal out of it, even if it doesn't go well. Have some good food. And then I feel like once you get the first one under your belt, you'll be a lot more willing to just, like, continue on the journey. But it's going to be scary at first.
Gabby, when she was single, she was very nervous about it.
I only went on one date.
Yeah, but you had the apps for a bit. You were chatting it up a little bit.
I canceled a whole lot. Canceled a helicopter ride. Boys, don't
That was a safety concern.
A helicopter ride for a first date, considering pretty sure it's too loud to even talk on a helicopter. So he meant well, but it just wasn't the vibe.
Yeah, but please keep us updated on your dating escapades so we can hear about it.
Cloud, send us if you make a Hinge profile, send us your profile. Or, like, if you need advice on making it, we'll help you.
If you hear slurping and licking, it's Cloud.
Yeah, Cloud is on the mic. All right, buddy.
Okay. What do you got for the next one?
My boyfriend of we're going to try that again because that wasn't working. My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 7 years. We live together and I'm almost 100% sure that he bought an engagement ring. Honestly, in the beginning of our relationship, he hurt me a lot, but stupidly I stuck around in hopes of things getting better. Flash forward to now and I genuinely cannot see myself marrying him. It's too late for him to fix what he's broken. I've never felt like a priority and I just don't have anything left to give. Everything he does annoys me. We both deserve better, but he doesn't think so. I've tried to break up with him and I want to break up, but I just feel like he literally will not let me. I have no idea what to do.
You just have to do it. I hate to say that, like, but you just have to pull the plug. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be, especially if he bought a ring. It's going to be hard. 7 years is a really long time.
And if you already know the answer's no in your head, like...
You need to do it now.
Yeah. Committing to anything or just moving forward with it anymore is only going to prolong the process and make things worse. And you have to honestly just, like, not give him an option. Like, you are making the decision and you are...
Cut it off cold turkey. I know you say you live together, but, like, make plans to move out, you know, get your own place or move in with a friend or family, whatever, and just cut it off cold turkey, because the longer you let it linger, it's just not going to be good for anyone. You both deserve that. And just be honest with your feelings. Like, don't just break up with him and be like, you know, never talking to you again, bye. Like, just sit him down and be like, listen, this is really hard, but this is how I feel. Because, like I said, the longer you drag it on, the worse it's going to be. But if you move out and physically remove yourself from the situation, and, you know, it's going to be really hard, but don't reply to texts, calls, you know, whatever you need to do to make it a clean break, ultimately that's what's going to be best for both of you. I can tell in the way you're writing it that you are over it.
Yeah, you've already made the decision. It's just, like, executing that out now. But it's going to end up being the best thing for both of you. If you both, like, can't stand each other and... are just like everything he does annoy you, then like there's never going to be a light at the end of the tunnel if you're already so far past that point. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to be so much better on the other side. It might be hard to get through it in this situation, but for both of you, it's what you deserve. It'll be better, 100%.
All right, next one. Hi, love you guys and listen to you every week. Love you too. So I'm a 22-year-old single female currently living in an apartment. I am so comfortable where I'm at. I pay $447 a month in rent, barely anything compared to a lot of other places. I'm writing because my father is constantly bugging me about buying a house, and frankly, I just don't freaking want to. I see no point in buying a house as a single 22-year-old when all I'm going to do is live in it alone. I am not the confrontational type, and I need advice on how to talk to my dad to get him to understand my side of it without being rude to him, because of course he's my dad and I don't want to upset him. Please, please help. I think just explaining that there's a lot that goes into owning a home, and if you are not ready to do that, you don't need to. Again, everyone's on their own timeline. You are paying an extremely affordable amount in rent, and no matter what house you buy, I feel like in this year, there ain't no way you're going to pay a mortgage that cheap. So that's number one that you could say. But I would say just sit him down and be like, Dad, I would love to buy a house, and I know that that is like a great next step, but I'm not ready for that right now. And my thought is, if you're paying for it yourself, there's really nothing else that he can say to like weigh in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. And I get where you're coming from, because when I lived alone in my apartment too, like I wanted to, like everyone else was like telling me like, oh, like you should buy, it was during COVID, so everyone was telling me like, you should buy a house, like this is a perfect time to buy a house, like houses are so cheap. But I didn't feel safe living alone in a house. Like, I feel so safe in my apartment, and I knew that that was not something that like financially I could do. I didn't want to in that moment. I would not feel safe. I did not want to have to go through that by myself. And like, I'm glad I did that, because I know that was the decision I wanted to make, and I'm glad I didn't just do it because everyone was telling me I should. Would it have been nice to get a house for not extremely overpriced? Yeah, obviously, but I would literally have not have been happy or felt safe or comfortable or any of that in a house. So I definitely get where you're coming from. I think you just have to literally like, it doesn't have to be like a confrontational, like scary kind of conversation. Just like lay out the facts of like how you feel about the situation and why in this moment you just don't feel like it's the right fit for you. And I think that'll be okay. And also, you can just tell him that the house hunting process, you listen to this podcast and this girl is going through it and it's really hard. And you just don't want to deal with that right now.
This girl that I like watch was going through it. I just like, can you guys picture Gabby 22 living alone, mowing a lawn?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many things going into owning a house that if you don't want to do it, don't do it, because you're going to be miserable. And I think you're only 22. Like, that is no rush to buy a home at all. Like, you have the rest of your life to pay a mortgage. I don't know. Plus, like, especially if you don't know where you want to buy a house, like, don't just buy a house. And it sounds like you understand that, but just explaining that to him, like, to better understand, get him to understand, like, your point of view. Like, respectfully, of course, but just be like,
right,
this is how I'm feeling. I want you to know, like, these are my reasons. And I feel like, just be honest.
And next one. I am very lost, so would appreciate some advice. My boyfriend of 2 years notified me recently that he had cheated on me while on a vacation with his mate in Thailand. His trip was 5 months earlier, so he had kept it from me this whole time. He's made out with a girl in a hotel room. During those 5 months, we had talked about engagement rings, marriage, and kids. He begged for my forgiveness, and I gave him another chance, but I don't trust him still. It will take time. He seems to have forgotten it has even happened and is frustrated because I won't let him travel without me again, or at least in the near future. I gave him complete freedom to travel, and he lost that freedom through his actions. Despite me telling him he couldn't travel without me, he is going to interstate for a Bucks weekend in August. He didn't check if I was okay with it or even just reassured me it would be okay. Also, after 2 years and being mid-30s, we still don't live together. He hasn't told me he loves me despite us talking about kids and marriage. I see him once a week, twice if I push it. All his friends tell me he is lucky to have me, but I genuinely don't think he values or appreciates me. He never tells me I'm beautiful either. What advice can you give? Thank you for your time. Dump this man.
I understand your thought process, and I do agree you deserve way more.
You deserve so much better.
It just seems like he wasn't willing to put in the work after messing up. There is a difference between, you know, making a mistake, saying you're sorry, and learning like putting from in the work. And
really, yeah.
like, I just think it's going to be very hard for you to gain that trust if he's not doing the things to make those changes. And there's a lot of other red flags in there besides just the cheating. And I think you just deserve someone who puts you as a priority.
It well, that's like honestly, you're putting it's him the,
as your priority.
That he never tells me I'm beautiful either. That's where I'm like, yeah, you deserve better.
Gabby's like, I want someone to tell me I'm beautiful 24/7.
No, but like, that's the bare minimum. Like yeah. the bar is on the floor. Like, that is literally like the smallest thing that he can do to make you feel loved and appreciated.
That's what I'm, and she says, like, I don't think he values or appreciates me. Yeah. Like, they barely see each other. It sounds like she wants to see him more. He hasn't told her he loves her, even though he says he wants to marry her. Like, there's just a lot for me that I feel like your options are either couples therapy and give it one last go, or just call it quits, because it sounds like you're putting yourself through a lot of emotional turmoil by staying with him, and that makes me sad. You deserve better.
Really sad for you. You deserve so much better. And I know it's like probably not the answer you want to hear, but like, it's one of the hard decisions, if that is the decision you make, that is going to end up being a better decision for you in the long run. Either way, whether it's you do something that you can fix this and you guys can both learn from it and move on, and he does love you the way that you deserve, or if he's not able to make that change and someone else will. But you definitely just deserve so much better than the current state that you're in.
All right. Did I read that one or did you?
I did.
Okay. How to tell your friends with benefits that you want to be more than having to keep... Oh, you want to be more than having to keep everything and your relationship, in quotes, a secret. So basically how to tell your friends with benefits that you want something more.
He's a sneaky link and you don't want him to be the sneaky link.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I think. I mean, maybe that was like a year or two ago, but yeah.
You just need to sit down and have a conversation, but you need to be okay with the fact that he may not agree. He or she may not agree.
The friends with benefits situation is always a sticky one. I would hope that before you became friends with benefits, you guys kind of talked about it in a way that like it was strictly just friends, or like you were going to explore but stay friends and just see where it ended up, or kind of like whatever the case is, because what you could be wanting more, he could be having like no idea and be in a completely different mindset that like you guys were strictly just friends with benefits and that was going to be the ending outcome as well.
So I think I would just bring it up, but again, like I said, mentally prepare yourself that it could be the end of it because you want more and the other person doesn't, or it could progress to something, but you need to be okay with either action, and then just say like, listen, I would really like to move this forward to more of a relationship, a little bit more public. You know, I want more out of this. I'm really growing feelings for you. And that's all you can do. You just have to be honest. And then if they don't agree with you, then you just say like, okay, then this is unfortunately like either A, if you really are okay with keeping it where it is, then you do. But don't lie to yourself and say you are if you're not, because that's not going to end well. And then you just go from there. But you just have to, unfortunately, you just have to just say it, I think. I don't think there's any other way around it.
All right, should we end on this last one?
Yes. And then we still have more, so look forward to it.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a little less than 2 years and are currently looking at apartments together. But we were out the other night and one of his friends made a comment to me that I should check his phone during our conversation. We weren't talking about him, so this caught me completely off guard, and the thought had never crossed my mind up until this point. And I hate to admit it, but I checked his phone that night. I hate to admit this even more, but I found old texts and DMs to three different girls spanning throughout the first 2 months we were together. There was nothing past that point and nothing suspicious as of recent, but thinking about what I saw is making me uneasy. I haven't brought it up to him partly because I feel guilty for even checking his phone, and partly because I'm scared there's more to what I saw. Am I horrible for going through his phone, and am I horrible for staying with him knowing this information now? Do I bring it up with him or do I let it go and move on? Up until this point, I genuinely had no doubts and saw this man as my forever. So now I'm confused and need unbiased advice. Love y'all in the pod. We love you too.
I have a lot of thoughts.
My first thing is the option of let it go and move on. I don't think you're going to be able to do, because it's still going to be in the back of your head always. Or maybe not always, but at least like.
You can move on. You can't just put it under the rug.
Yeah.
So here's what I think. I think, from first of all, I would ask the friend for more information of what that friend is talking about, because that's a little sus.
There's no way the friend was referring to something in the first 2 months you guys were together like 2 years ago.
Correct. It could just be the friend trying to start stuff, or there could be some actual truth to this. So I would talk to the friend first. Then, depending on how that goes, go from there. But you need to talk to your boyfriend. And my personal thought is, if like all of this comes to resolve and like that was it, you guys were very newly dating, he may in his mind not like have realized how important this relationship was, whatever. Like, I do think that you can move on from this and like nothing more could ever happen, for sure.
But it needs to be like,
but it needs to be brought up.
Needs to be a conversation about it. Yeah.
But I would talk to the friend first, because there is something weird about that. There ain't no way that he's talking about something 2 years ago. I don't know. That's weird to me. Or, like I said, he's just trying to start stuff, and there really isn't
anything. And I don't think you have to feel guilty for going through his phone. If someone, like, legitimately came up to you and said, like, you should check his phone,
that's weird.
99% of the time, like, you're going to have to – that is going to be in your head eating you alive. Like, you're going to have to check his phone. Like, if someone literally – his friend especially is telling you to do that, like – it's not like one day out of the blue you were just like, don't trust this man. Let me go through everything on his phone. Like, that wasn't what happened. So I don't think you need to be, like, beating yourself up either for that at all and, like, feeling guilty for that. So I don't think that's something that you really need to be worried about, because, like, the friend fully put that in your mind.
And I would say that. I would just be like, listen, so-and-so the other night told me to go through your phone. I was, like, getting really anxious about it. So I did. I want to let you know that, well, I mean, there's two ways you could go about it. If you want to try and catch him in something, you could just say, like, I'm not happy with what I saw. See what comes out. If you think he's going to own up to anything after that, there you go. If nothing comes of it, just be like, listen, I didn't see anything past, like, the first couple months of us dating. Like, that really hurt my feelings, but I'm willing to, like, get past it. I'm sorry for invading your privacy, but just, like, you need to know that your friend told me this, yada, yada, yada. Go from there. Have that hard conversation. It's going to come up at some point. Like,
you're not going to bring it up at some point. You're not going to be able to hold it in and just move on and forget about it. So,
and if you're looking at apartments together, do it before you move in. Do it together, just in case. Just to be honest, logistically. But yeah, I don't know. That's super, super bizarre of his friend to say that. Please update me if you feel comfortable, because I'm so curious. Whatever happens, know that you're going to be okay, because everyone listening out there deserves nothing but the best. You are all strong, beautiful, independent men and women, and you don't need people that don't live up to that, because there are people out there that will treat you like you deserve. So,
absolutely. And I'm also sorry that that's, like, such a tough situation that he just put you into.
Yeah.
Like, the friend making you.
The friend sucks.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Like I said, we still have more, and I'll post a reminder at some point for the highlights, so that you guys, if you're listening, go check it out and write in, and we could do this more often. But any final thoughts?
Once again, I just want to, we didn't say this in this episode, we said in the last one, if you take our advice and it doesn't go the way you want it, we are not
seek
at fault.
A traditional therapist, not our podcast.
Yeah. We've only had so much
therapy.
Life experience. We only have so much advice, and you know, it may not be good advice, but it's advice. We never said it.
It's advice. Good, medium, mild, subpar.
Medium rare, well done.
Advice.
Everything in between.
All right,
well,
great.
I'm probably going to fall asleep any second.
Cool. I don't even think I feel like waiting up for a whole cookie skillet, so I might just, like, eat a little bit of cookie dough, eat a little bit of ice cream, and call it a day.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode, another week. And I hope you enjoyed this advice episode on outgoing.
Without going out.